والذی اوحینا الیک من الکتاب هو الحق. Wake up, people. Wake up to reality. That which we have revealed to you of the book is the very true. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, and it confirms that which came before it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِعِبَادِهِ لَخَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah can see right through His slaves, and He's fully acquainted with them. This is a verse that always frightens me. This frightens me when I read it. When I read it today, it frightened me because I thought that if Allah can see right through me and see right through every unworthy deed and every unworthy thought that comes into my mind, then what's left at the end of the day? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the very next verse what we have to do. And this next verse is very crucial because this sums up everything that has gone before. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابِ. Then we gave the book as inheritance. أَلَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, to those of our slaves whom we chose. Now this book is the Quran. The people that Allah chose are all of us in this room. And when you read the verse, look into the mirror of the Quran and see yourself who you truly are. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Now amongst all of us sitting in this room right now, there is one category who in Allah's eyes are ظالم, wrongdoers, unjust. How? What sort of zulm is this? People who neglect the Quran. They believe in the Quran, they believe in the Sunnah, but they can't be bothered to act upon it. Out of sheer laziness, out of sheer lethargy, out of fear of people sometimes. They know that they're supposed to pray 5 times a day, but they just can't get up for Fajr. They know that they're supposed to obey Allah every minute of the day, but when they're tired, when they're depressed, they break the laws. Zalimun, zulm. They're doing zulm with the Quran because after you hear it, firstly you're supposed to study it and then you're supposed to act upon it. And secondly, لِنَفْسِهِ, they're hurting themselves. They're actually suffering themselves whether they realize it or not. The second category, وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. Now this is very frightening. Amongst them are those who follow a middle course. Now this is not the middle course that Allah recommends that we follow. These are half and halves. Sometimes obeying, sometimes disobeying. Sometimes fearing Allah, mostly fearing people. Can't pray at a wedding because they're scared that people will laugh at them or think they're a show-off. Always compromising. Always choosing the easy way out. Cowards, as we would say in plain terms. Minhum muqtasid. People who say things like, you know, you have to be balanced and you can't rush into it and Rome wasn't built in a day. And they've come up with all this list of cozy, comfortable little excuses that justify their laziness, that justify their fear of people, that justify their tardiness in obeying. Not yet, not yet. One day, but not yet. Muqtasid. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. And amongst them are those who race ahead. Race ahead with good deeds. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by the consent of Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is a great grace. Now the picture given conjures up the image of a race. There are those who are not even trying to run. They've run very little and now they've sat down, they're tired. And there are those that run a little, then sit down, then walk a little, then sit down. And there are those who are sabiqun, forging ahead, racing ahead, because they know the call to leave could come any minute. They know that they have to be ready. If you look at the way Olympic athletes train for that one great event. And their training takes years. It's not a matter of days. It's not a matter of few hours. If you look at their diet, if you look at their habits, their whole lifestyle revolves around winning that gold medal. And they're aiming for the gold. No athlete would go and take part in the race thinking, I'm aiming for the bronze. If you aim for the best, you end up getting something. سَابِقُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. People who race ahead. Race ahead in good deeds. And this is something we all want in dunya. We all want our parties to be the grandest, our clothes to be the grandest, our children to be the smartest. But when it comes to deen, suddenly our ambitions shrivel away. ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about these three categories. And he told us what was going to happen to them. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who came first, They are the ones who will enter Jannah without hisab. The ones who gave sadaqah without thinking, can I afford it this month? The ones who obeyed Allah without thinking, will she laugh at me? What will he say? What about them? So they will enter Jannah without hisab. They never thought about obeying Allah in dunya, and this is their reward. Allah will not even think about admitting them into Jannah. These are the blessed ones. And think of the honor as the whole world watches on in envy as these people proudly march into Jannah. You're first. You made it. Then come the second category, the half and halves, the ones who compromise. And these are people who will have to give their hisab. Hisaban yasira, it will be a light hisab, but they will have to give it. They can't get away from it. Just as in dunya, they thought twice before giving that sadaqah. They thought twice before obeying Allah, so in akhirah, they will also have to pay for that moment of delay. And then come the last ones, zalimun li nafsi. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they will be detained for the entire period of the Day of Judgment. And then Allah will encompass them with His mercy. Do you know how long the Day of Judgment is? 50,000 years. People laugh and say, oh, we'll wait, that's not a big deal. We cannot bear 10 minutes in a traffic jam. We get impatient if there's a 5-minute delay in our food coming to the table. How on earth can we expect to calmly wait for 50,000 years and the tension? And you don't know what's going to happen at the end. It's not going to be like, okay, relax, guys, just lie down, chill out for 50,000 years. At the end, everything will be fine. That's not how it's going to be. Think of the tension, think of the blazing heat of the Day of Judgment when people are being drenched in sweat. You're seeing people being dragged away to hell. You're seeing people screaming, you're seeing people begging for forgiveness, but their answers, their cries are not being heard. You're seeing the fires of hell before your eyes. How can we even contemplate something like that for us? Allah tells us three kinds of people, and we can all look in the mirror and see who we are and who we wish to become. And ultimately, what lies in store? Jannatu adnin, gardens that will last forever. Yadkhulunaha, which they will enter. Do you know the beautiful thing about Jannah is when you enter, you know instinctively, you know where your house is. There won't be any long queues and the angels rushing around, okay, this is your accommodation. You'll know where you're supposed to go. So think of the pride of those who know they're going right to the top. Jannatul Firdaus, which is the place where the streams are actually flowing from. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَصَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤًا. And they will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold and pearls. People who took time out for Allah in dunya will be given all their heart's desire in Jannah. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. And their clothes therein will be of silk. What will they say? Don't you wonder, like at the end, they have an interview and they ask the athlete who got the gold medal, how do you feel? وَقَالُوا, and they will say, Alhamdulillah. That's why they made it to Jannah. All praises are for Allah. الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنُ, who removed all grief from us. The instant you enter Jannah, that's it. All suffering, misery and happiness is wiped out of your mind. You just don't remember it. أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنُ. You know, we have no grief. We have no suffering within us. إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Our Rabb is so forgiving. There's so much He forgave us. There's so much that He appreciated. We didn't deserve this. الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةَ مِنْ فَضْلِ, who out of His grace has made us settle in a home that will last forever. لَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا نَصَبٌ, where toil will not touch us. وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا لَغُوبٌ, and nor will fatigue touch us. People say, won't you get bored of Jannah? We're not bored of this dunya with all its faults and all its flaws. No one gets bored of dunya. How could anyone get bored of Jannah? Where there is inward and outward peace, inward and outward beauty. Jannah, the place of which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he was describing Khadija radiallahu anha's home. And he said, I saw her in a house made of pearls by a stream, wherein is no noise and no fatigue. So what's the bottom line? I'd like to end with the Hadith Qudsi. It's a beautiful Hadith and I want to read out the Arabic as well. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my slaves, kullukum dhalun, all of you are misguided, illa man hadaituhu, except the one I guide. Fastahduni, Ask me for guidance. Ahdikum, I will guide you. Ya ibadi, O my slaves, kullukum ja'i'un. All of you are hungry. Illa man at'amtuhu, except the one that I feed. Fastat'imuni, ask me for food. Ut'imkum, I will feed you. Ya ibadi, O my slaves, kullukum arin. All of you are bare. Illa man kasawtuhu, except one whom I clothe. Fastaksuni, ask me for clothing. Aksukum, I will clothe you. O my slaves, you sin night and day, and I forgive all sins. Ask me for forgiveness. Aghfir lakum, I will forgive you. O my slaves, you cannot reach my harm so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefiting me so as to benefit me. In other words, we cannot harm or benefit Allah. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were the most pious amongst you, that would not increase my kingdom one jot. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were the most wicked amongst you, that would not diminish my kingdom one jot. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were to stand in one meadow and all were to ask me, and I were to give to each man what he asks for, that would not diminish what is with me, but as a needle diminishes the ocean when it is dipped therein. Imagine, everyone's asking Allah. Ya ibadi, innama hiya a'malukum. O my slaves, it is only your deeds that I enumerate for you. Then I will recompense you for them. Faman wajada khayran falyahmidillah. Whoever finds any good, in other words, if you do something good, then praise Allah. That was a gift. Waman wajada ghayra dhalik. And whoever finds other than that, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Let him blame no one but himself. This is the bottom line of all that we have read today. So the time has come for us to wake up and come out of this trance. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, people are asleep and when they die, they wake up. So wake up before it's too late. وَآخَرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم. يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون. وإن يكذبوك فقد كذبت رسل من قبلك وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير الذين كفروا لهم عذاب شديد والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير أفمن زين له سوء عمله فرآه حسنا فإن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات إن الله عليم بما يصنعون والله الذي أرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فسقناه إلى بلد ميت فأحيينا به الأرض بعد موتها كذلك النشور من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكر أولئك هو يبور والله خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم جعلكم أزواجا وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه وما يعمر من معمر ولا ينقص من عمره إلا في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير وما يستوي البحران هذا عذب فرات سائغ شرابه عذب فرات سائغ شرابه وهذا ملح أجاج ومن كل تأكلون لحما طريا وتستخرجون حلية تلبسونها وترى الفلك فيه مواخر لتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك والذين تدعون من دونه ما يملكون من قطمير إن تدعوهم لا يسمعوا دعاءكم ولو سمعوا ما استجابوا لكم ويوم القيامة يكفرون بشرككم ولا ينبئك مثل خبير يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وإن تدع مثقلة إلى حملها لا يحمل منه شيء ولو كان ذا قربى إنما تنذر الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وأقاموا الصلاة ومن تزكى فإنما يتزكى لنفسه وإلى الله المصير وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور ولا الظل ولا الحرور وما يستوي الأحياء ولا الأموات إن الله يستوي تسمع من يشاء وما أنت بمسمع من في القبور إن أنت إلا نذير إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وإن من أمة إلا خلا فيها نذير وإن يكذبوك فقد كذب الذين من قبلهم جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وبالزبر وبالكتاب المنير ثم أخذت الذين كفروا فكيف كان نكير ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به ثمرات مختلفا ألوانها ومن الجبال جدد بيض وحمر مختلف ألوانها وغرابيب سود ومن الناس والدواب والأنعام مختلف ألوانه كذلك إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء إن الله عزيز غفور إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور والذي أوحينا إليك من الكتاب هو الحق مصدقا لما بين يديه إن الله بعباده لخبير بصير ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير جنات عدن يدخلونها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير وقالوا الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن إن ربنا لغفور شكور الذي أحلنا دار المقامة من فضله لا يمسنا فيها نصب ولا يمسنا فيها لغوب والذين كفروا لهم نار جهنم لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا ولا يخفف عنهم من عذابها كذلك نجزي كل كفور وهم يصطرخون فيها ربنا أخرجنا نعمل صالحا غير الذي كنا نعمل أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير فذوقوا فما للظالمين من نصير إن الله عالم غيب السماوات والأرض إنه عليم بذات الصدور هو الذي جعلكم خلائف في الأرض فمن كفر فعليه كفره ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم عند ربهم إلا مقتا ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم إلا خسارا قل أرأيتم شركاءكم الذين تدعون من دون الله أروني ماذا خلقوا من الأرض أم لهم شرك في السماوات أم آتيناهم كتابا فهم على بينة منه بل إن يعد الظالمون بعضهم بعضا إلا غرورا إن الله يمسك السماوات والأرض أن تزولا ولئن زالتا إن أمسكهما من أحد من بعده إنه كان حليما غفورا وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لئن جاءهم نذير ليكونن أهدى من إحدى الأمم فلما جاءهم نذير ما زادهم إلا نفورا استكبارا في الأرض ومكر السيء ولا يحيق المكر السيء إلا بأهله فهل ينظرون إلا سنة الأولين فلن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا أولم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم وكانوا أشد منهم قوة وما كان الله ليعجزه من شيء في السماوات ولا في الأرض إنه كان عليما قديرا ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بما كسبوا ما ترك على ظهرها من دابة ولكن يؤخرهم إلى أجل مسمى فإذا جاء أجلهم فإن الله كان بعباده بصيراً.